Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. Checking in this morning with Grace from Out in the Open.
I'm Grace Johnston Fennell with Out in the Open. I'm excited to invite folks from rural Maine to the premiere of the award-winning documentary film Heightened Scrutiny. It's its Maine premiere. This film is an essential film about the fight for transgender rights and the dangerous role that media bias has played amid mounting attacks on democracy. Out in the Open is hosting the film at the Alamo Theater in Bucksport on Thursday, October 30th at 6 p.m. There will be a talk back with local organizers and community members after the film. And we're offering this film at no cost. You can make a donation towards Out in the Open's work to build visibility, community, knowledge, and power with rural LGBTQ people. And you don't have to make a donation to join us. It's open to allies. We really encourage attendance from allies and people who have not thought a lot about these topics to join us to learn and consider ways to engage with these topics in their day-to-day lives. Heightened Scrutiny follows the ACLU attorney Chase Strangio, who is the first out trans person to argue before the Supreme Court in the United States. The film is directed by Peabody Award winner Sam Federer, and it offers an unflinching look at the high-stakes legal battle to overturn Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for trans youth. The case is known as United States versus Scrimeti. The film also exposes the harmful role of mainstream media in spreading anti-trans disinformation, and it utilizes candid interviews with journalists like Jelani Cobb, Lydia Palgrain, and Gina Chua, as well as activist and actress Laverne Cox, to illustrate how biased coverage fuels hate, endangers lives, and threatens democracy. With the Supreme Court's recent decision after the film was completed, upholding Tennessee's ban on life-saving health care, the film arrives on an urgent call to action against bigotry and injustice. We at Out in the Open are passionate about bringing the film to our communities because it reveals how the fight for bodily autonomy impacts all of us, regardless of our gender identity, which is why this is really a film for all people to see and learn from, not only for queer and trans people to see and learn from. To learn more about the film, you can head to www.weareoutintheopen.org. And if you have questions or need more information, you can reach out to me, Grace, via email, grace@weareoutintheopen.org, or phone and text at 207-808-0623. Out in the Open connects rural LGBTQ people to build community visibility, knowledge, and power. We're a multiracial, majority working class, grassroots movement and capacity building organization based in Wabanaki territory throughout the states of Vermont and Maine. There will be opportunities to talk after the film and to learn about local actions that you can take in response to and in reference to the topics and themes that come out of the documentary. Heightened Scrutiny is being screened at the Alamo Theater, which is in downtown Bucksport, on Thursday, October 30th at 6 p.m. You do not need to buy tickets ahead of time. You don't need to buy tickets at all. It's being offered at no cost. It would be great if you RSVP, which you can do on our website, so we know that you're coming, and if we need to reach out to attendees for any reason, then we have your email address if you are RSVP. But again, you can also show up and come in at 6 p.m. on Thursday without an RSVP. There will also be refreshments available for sale at the Alamo Theater.
That was Grace from Out in the Open, and that website again is weareoutintheopen.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.